hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, Robbie Noel of the Republic Trading Group, and of course John Stattmiller here. In the middle of these two mental giants, hang on a second, Mike. I had a call yesterday on the program from a lady in Louisiana. She asked me about the local credit unions, and she said she had $100,000 in gold futures, and she got around to the subject here. I've got $100,000 in my local community deal here, and I said, why do you have $100,000 sitting there at 5% when you could be making some real money? And this reminded me of what Mike was talking about here about futures. You know, Bob, when this thing blows, and it is going to blow, the question I have, are people actually, because we're witnessing robbery at an unprecedented rate, how are people supposed to know that these futures will be made good, and they'll get what is theirs?
Well, there's no way of knowing that. It's just like the same thing with stocks or gold or anything else, unless you have possession, and that bears out the importance of having possession of gold and silver coins. But as far as other entities concerned, there are no guarantees.
Well, look, I mean, the one image that they try to keep off television and out of the media was obviously the vast lines of people standing outside of IndyMac. Mm-hmm. But some of the stories you don't hear is that police were present at all of them, because obviously tensions were very high. I mean, when you start, you can mess with people with a lot of stuff. But when you start messing with their money, you're dealing with a whole other animal.
And especially if you've been standing there since 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and the bank doesn't open till 9. Yeah, you're not...
And I guarantee you all those people standing outside the bank weren't people with $100,000 in their bank account.
And Mike in Illinois, because Bob said something that was really important, and we want to make sure that people understand what he said. I've laughingly called this the Vegas mentality. And you've seen people go to Vegas. You've seen them get on a hot streak. They won't walk away. They get some bad hands. The dice doesn't fall quite right, but they'll sit there and keep at it. They're on an emotional roll. And, Bob, how many times have you seen this happen with people when they're in there and they're playing the game, they get caught up, and they got to get the money that they've lost back, and they just keep throwing good money after bad, and for too long, they're belly up. They look like a beached whale.
They don't know how to take a profit.
They don't.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you might have the ability to do that if you could emotionally detach yourself from that.
Well, I figure the economy is going down, and if it was reversed and we knew almost to a certainty it was going up, it wouldn't be irresponsible to make some moves to capitalize on it going up. So if you know it's going down, puts, I understand the time value makes them risky. So, I mean, practically speaking, what practical advice would you give to capitalize on the down market?
All right, we're going to break here. You'll get your answer on the other side of this break. Don, Gary, Guy, others, we'll get to your calls, 800-313-9443.
There we go. Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Back to the phones we go. Don in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Don.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Bob. And, of course, Uncle Robbie.
You know what we're going to do here, Don? We're actually going to put his mug on the other side of our mug that we give away. So if you want to scare the hell out of your wife in the morning.
You don't want to do that.
Would that be a wake-up call?
Oh, you wouldn't even need caffeine in your cup.
That saves some money. I could buy more silver.
I mean, he is a real ridgeback.
I'm telling you. But he's our ridgeback.
Well, anyway, I got a question. To me, it's an exercise in futility, but to my significant other, she's interested in looking at every conceivable way of leaving her money in the banks.
Ah.
And so I've got to exhaust all of these avenues before she's willing to go the right direction. Have you heard of what is called the CDARS program?
CDARS, Bob?
No. I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Robbie?
No.
Well, what it amounts to is about 1,650 local banks outside of the big banks that have a way of taking over $100,000 in and divvying it out to to different funds and getting, for example, if you have $350,000, $550,000, this money can be divided up and put into CDs where the whole kit and caboodle is insured FDIC.
Okay, and when the FDIC, by the way, I don't know if you heard me on yesterday's program, I was talking to one of the presidents of WaMu Bank down here, and he told me, he said, look, people are calling me, and I've got my little FDIC pamphlets laid out in front of me. He said, I cannot tell these people that your funds, whether you've got a $99,999 or you've got $100,001 in the account, I can't tell you that your money is secure. You have to go to the FDIC to ask them that question. I'm the bank. I've got your money, but I can't say that I guarantee it. Now, let me ask you this question, Don, because I've heard of this problem before. Women, they like to be safe, but she is in the matrix, and she refuses to get out of it. What makes her think that the FDIC is going to come riding in to hedge all of her bets and to pay off? At IndyMac right now, they're only guaranteeing 50%.
I presume that's a rhetorical question.
Yes, it is. It doesn't require the financial answer that you already know.
Yeah.
Now, what does she have? Why is she opposed of making five times the return on something that we all know that's going to go up? It's just a question of how fast.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Don, short of saying bag your wife and just go to Vegas, I don't know what to tell you, because
well,
I've seen this problem before.
Gray hairs are accumulating.
Just clarify on that CDAR thing, does that mean that if
CDARS,
you have 500...
C-D-A-R-S, it's an acronym.
So if you have $500,000, in other words, they put the... $100,000 in five different institutions.
Well, the principal and interest amount, they hold it under where the entire amount is always guaranteed FDIC. If you, for example, put in $350,000, they may take, you know, $75,000 here, $75,000 there, $75,000
right.
there. But you only have to go to one local bank that's a part of this organization.
Yeah. Well, then that's what they're doing. Because basically,
you're end running the law.
What's that?
They're end-running the law, and they're being allowed to do it.
Yeah. Some of the people who head this up are ex-officials of, say, the FDIC. They have some names of these different people.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you don't want to have more than $100,000 in any one single institution. It's as simple as that.
But
right.
even if you have, yeah. now, this is what I was told by this bank president, that the FDIC, whether you have different accounts at different banks, that you're actually covered as a single entity over
yeah.
all of those banks. So, in other words, if you've got $500,000 in five different banks, guess what? You're only covered to $100,000. And I looked at him and I said, are you sure about that? He says, I've asked the FDIC twice, and that's the same answer I've gotten two times.
Yeah, and you're up to the hook here.
I'm sorry, Robert, what were you saying?
The hook here is that the FDIC presently has $52.5 billion, and IndyMac alone is going to cost them $10 billion. They have three or four more like that. They don't have any money left. Now, that means that the banks within the system have to come up with the money, and I don't think that's going to be easy at this time. So then the government would have to step in
exactly.
and print money if
exactly.
they were going to give it to them.
Which is further going to inflate the already out-of-control
exactly.
inflation.
Exactly, and that's why you don't even want to be there in the first place. I'm telling people, except for emergency funds, get your money out of the banks and go into gold and silver-related assets. And those who don't want to be 100% in that, I'm recommending Swiss franc government bonds.
Yep. Well, you're yeah. preaching to the choir here, of course, but...
Well, has she read Mr. Chapman's newsletter?
No, but, I didn't get the Bob Chapman special. I wonder if you could reiterate that.
Okay, Robbie, if you will, please.
Well, if it's gold, it's 20 British sovereigns, which are running $2,600 right now. So for 20 of them, you'd be looking at $5,200 delivered. We'll get you the Bob Chapman special.
And what about the case of silver, which is not
the
a bad deal?
I caught that.
The
one.
Case, okay. Yeah, case of silver, $11,000.
And
I can't even believe I'm saying that. Yeah,
well,
I was when these Silver Eagle cases came out, they were selling for $2,500.
Uh-huh. Well. $25 price on a Silver Eagle up here is in Reno is non-existent. I mean, you go to the stores now, and you're lucky to see $28.
Well, and geez, yeah. Such a deal. And you get the mug, by the way, Don.
Yeah,
the mug.
Uncle Robbie.
Yes, I'm telling you. Okay, hey, Don.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a call? We'll get you out a free copy of the newsletter and kind of leave it in the bathroom during that time of day and see if she reads it.
Very good.
All right?
Bye.
Okay. Appreciate your call. Gary in Austin. Hello, Gary.
Great show, as usual. Bob and Robbie.
Hey.
Good to hear you guys. Heard you talking to the other fellow about the gold ETFs, and that was really what my question was. It's really about how safe are they. I mean, I have a taxable IRA right now, and it's 100% gold ETF. And I was just wondering if I should take that. I'm 59 and a half, so I can take the money out without penalty, but I'm going to pay taxes on it.
Well, Robbie, what's the deal on that? Can he roll that over and defer the tax?
Just so I got the question right, what was the question?
Well, my IRA is in gold ETFs right now.
Right.
And it's certainly a gold ETF has no guarantee. We realize that.
Right.
So I was wondering whether it would be beneficial for me to pay the taxes on that. Take that money out
and buy
physical gold. Or the other question was to roll it into a gold IRA.
Well,
he's 59 and a half.
But on that issue, it's still in a bank vault somewhere, is it not?
Well, sure.
Yes.
But you have instant access to it. I mean,
unless the bank closes.
Well, sure. And the bank in question, the only bank that the IRS allows as a depository is HSBC Bank in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's the world's biggest bank, so I'm not saying it's too big to fail. but to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, you are going to obviously incur expenses in rolling it out of the current your current IRA into another IRA, so you're going to have to deal with additional administrative fees. And then the gold is obviously in the physical form, not in an ETF form. But I mean, first of all, myself personally, I would tell you not to get too wiggy about it. I mean, if you've got a position, I mean, what price gold do you have on your ETFs?
About 940.
Yeah.
Oh, you just bought them recently?
Yeah, just in the last few months.
Roll them.
Yeah. Well.
Listen, I haven't said anything here. You're over 59 and a half. You're going to pay the taxes sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it out. Take the money and buy physical. And put it away, whichever way you want to do it. 90% silver bags, silver eagles, bullion gold coins, or even numismatic coins. Or you might even consider some shares as well. And that's what I would do.
How much do you have?
Because those ETFs are being used by the United States government, and they're getting gold and silver lent to them by them, and that's why they were set up in the first place, and they are not buying all of what they say they are buying.
Well, let me ask you a question, Gary. What amount, dollar amount, do you have into those ETFs?
It's close to $100,000.
Well, and that's a good part of your retirement nest egg, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, and this is a rhetorical question. Do you feel the Vegas dice rolling going on here? If you want to play
Reno.
Yeah. Well, definitely. If you want to play the game with your money, play the game. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you?
No.
Okay.
I've never been lucky in the market.
All right,
so why should I get lucky now?
Well, and then there is your answer. There is your answer. If you just purchased that gold at 940 and you're a little bit shaky about leaving it in the bank, I personally, if I had $100,000, I'd roll it over. I would certainly
roll
do
it
that.
Over.
Yeah. Do
absolutely.
It. And I would buy the physical. Give me the physical. I'll bury it in my grandma's backyard. I know it'll be there when I go for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Gary. Appreciate your call. We'll be back. We'll roll more of your calls right after this. We have the inimitable Robbie Noel Mr. Robert Chapman, international forecaster, and your host on this one, John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Mr. Bernanke today said that during his little spiel in front of the Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs in the U.S. Senate, said that he'll turn to current economic developments and prospects. The economy has continued to expand, but at a subdued pace. I love this Orwellian doublespeak. In the labor market, private payroll employment has declined this year, falling at an average pace of 94,000 jobs per month through June. Employment in the construction and manufacturing sectors have been hit particularly hard, although employment declines in a number of other sectors are evident as well. The unemployment rate has risen and now stands at 5.5%. Bob, deal or no deal with Uncle Ben?
I wouldn't deal with him on a bet. Now, that man has a great deal of trouble delineating truth from fiction.
Well, but we're not in we're
in a recession and an economic debacle in process.
But how did Mr. Graham put it? We're just whiners. Barking at the moon. We're all crazy. We're not in a recession. No, we haven't been in a recession since at least January of 2006.
Yeah, but let me ask Bob this question. It seems as though Paulson, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously requiring the spigots of the American taxpayer to bail out Freddie and Fannie, aren't we in fact bailing out China and Japan? Because aren't they the ones?
That's a good point. especially with the Fannie Freddie thing, because they own $376 billion worth of that El Crapo paper.
And I noticed today Japan is not touching their interest rates. They're leaving them stable. They're following
so
the Fed.
So did Canada.
Yeah. All right. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Hey, you tremendous trio, you. How you doing?
Wow.
We're doing well. If you're on a speaker box, get off of it.
I'm not on a speaker box. I'm just on a speaker phone.
Okay.
Get off because it's my cell phone. And I apologize for that.
Okay. It sounds like you're shouting at us through a rain barrel, but go ahead.
Okay. I'll just aim it down a little bit. Okay. It's interesting that you brought up the unemployment thing, John, just before you brought me on.
Uh-huh.
I've been out of a steady job for over a year. And as a matter of fact, it was over a year, just about a year now that I've been out of unemployment benefits. And I got a notice today of an extension. So I kind of want to let everybody out there know that unemployment board seemed to found some money to give extensions to somebody, and they
feel your pain, Guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know, the question was actually put to King George II today. Is there any possibility of a second stimulus package to go out to the American taxpayers?
Well, that must be it.
It might be.
He had to check with his proctologist.
Well, but you know what? I mean, here again, you want to talk about homegrown socialism that sounds good to somebody that doesn't have the money to put in their gas tank. It sounds like a good deal. But it's the rehash of the New Deal of 1932, 1933, that the government is going to wave the magic wand and it's going to help people out, but they're helping the people that are still being taxed at rates over 50% right now. And they're taking all this money, borrowing it at interest. It'd be one thing if the Fed Reserve says, well, we're going to make money available at zero interest to really give people a break. The government's borrowing at interest and then spreading that debt to every man, woman, and child that makes a penny in this country. What a deal.
Yeah. But let me tell you something else. Based on the retail sales figures, that stimulus $600 check
yeah.
to every taxpayer did absolutely diddly.
That's right.
I do have a question for Bob, if you give me 1 second here.
Go ahead, Guy.
Thank you. Bob and Robbie, I guess it's to both of you. I got this vision in my mind of someday soon, so-called President Bush coming up and addressing the nation that we're in an economic crisis and bringing and introducing the euro. Now, I'll just pose this to both of you, and I'll hang up after that. When do you think this is likely to happen? And thank you for your time, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Guy.
Well, I don't believe it's going to happen. And one of the reasons is that there is a dichotomous relationship at present, has been for the last several years, between the Illuminati in Europe and the United States, although they still work together. And the Europeans would like to be a step up. They would like to have more solidarity, more power, and their markets are slightly bigger than ours. And the problem with the euro is that, number one, I don't think they're ever going to get their constitution. Number two, even though that they say that they will and they're going to try to make it happen, number two, with the situation with interest rates, in relation to Italy, Spain, and Portugal, and maybe even Ireland, you got a problem. One, interest rates has never fitted all. It was a tragic mistake. And they may drop out of the euro. And the Germans are upset about the euro because in the eurozone, their balance of payment surplus is supporting everybody else, and the euro continues to spread inflation from their point of view. And so I don't think that there's a chance at all of the euro becoming the American currency. Just like I think that the euro, if it ever comes, is years away. And I think, you know, I've gone through this situation since the mid to late 1970s of another currency, and nothing's ever happened. And the biggest thing that's going to happen is that the United States dollar is going to lose its reserve status externally to a basket of currencies.
Henry, Alex, David, and Dave, and others, hang on. 800-313-9443. We've got a half hour left.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
One more time on that special, if you will, Mr. Noel.
500 Silver Eagles. It's a case. You called a U.S. Treasury chest, brand new, mint fresh, $11,000 delivered. And or the Bob Chapman special. Today is British Sovereigns by 20 or more. You can buy less if you want, but if you want the Bob Chapman special.
And the mug.
5,200 will get you 20 British Sovereigns.
All right. Good point.
Let me just add this. Maybe Bob doesn't know this, but there's a little village in Provence in France. Inhabitants, 1,600. They have abandoned the euro. They've gone back to the French franc. The local...
Yes, I heard about that.
The local restaurant...
Somebody from that village sent me an email.
Really?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. The owner of the local restaurant there says, how can you get 27 countries to agree with one another, perhaps in 100 years?
And how about each country has their own tribal structure historically? Germany is a beautiful example. I mean, they had about 15 different tribes, and they don't get along with one another.
What is the island somewhere off the coast of Europe that is still on the gold standard?
Probably Channel Island. Yeah. I don't even think. Maybe the channel.
Now, I'd heard of an island. We were trying to remember that the other day, that they have always been on the gold standard, and they have not.
The island, it could be Malta, but I'm guessing.
The Isle of Man?
I don't.
Yeah, but they come under the crown.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and there is an island, believe it or not, folks, that they have never got out and gotten off the gold standard, and I guess things are pretty steady eddy over there. Back to the phones, Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, well, look, Stat Miller, you need to find out what island. Chapman, same thing. You need to find out, research, web, because unfortunately I don't have the web on. You need to find out what island it is and give it to us.
Why are we moving there?
I was thinking about moving to Denmark. I'm not joking about that. But as far as the gold standard goes, you know, Palestine was on the gold standard too until we had the SLC. You know, the little country. I won't tell you what the S stands for. Well, a French diplomat used that word. I didn't.
Okay.
That's not my call though. By the way, that does sound like a great deal, Robbie, with the Silver Eagles. So they're 2009 or 2008.
I believe these are 2008.
Okay, good. Okay.
2009, they don't start minting those until November.
Okay, I'll write that down. Yeah, because I like to know about these things. Okay. All right, as far as the banks, one other quick thing I'm going to ask Chapman. Have you ever heard of the Netherlands International Group? They have a banking service in Maryland, Delaware. Okay, you have it. Okay, I'll move on from that. All right, getting back to the banking thing, and I hear you talking about there was some guy there said he had $100,000 in the bank. I'll tell you right now, except for a business, I'm not going to keep most of my money in a bank, except a minimum amount to cash checks. Because here's what I've found, even compared to other countries, the interest rate that they give the American people when they put their money in the bank is very, very low compared to even other countries, even so-called higher socialist countries like, I mentioned a couple of them, Germany or Scandinavia or wherever, even the Netherlands, because that's what that lady was telling me from the International Netherlands Group, which has a bank called Orange Bank. It seems to me the whole spectrum in this country, and that's why I'm telling everybody who's a teenager and in their 20s the same thing. All they seem to promote here is to try to keep the American people controlled, and all this philosophical stuff from all these old people running the CFR and everything, where they just work hard and struggle and like all these different cultures coming all over the world. Bank of America is a fine example. They want to have them have a certain minimum amount in their bank so they could lend it to other people, but they don't care about lending it to some American people that need it, or even some poor, some people that even need it that are white American out in the Midwest or Washington or Kentucky or somewhere. All they care about is keeping the American people pinned down and struggling to all these standards they think they should live up to, even compared socially, even compared to a lot of the European countries, while we do everything to uplift all these people around the world. And I'm sick of it. The whole system. It's not even a matter of socialism, non-socialism. Yeah, you can say it's a part of it, but I think.
But Henry, if you go to Denmark, you're not going to be around for the party where we tar and feather them, and then we get to light the feathers.
Well, I will tell you this: if I'm successful, like a little wealthy, I promise you, even if I'm over there, I will give the militia anything they need, baby. Anything they need,
Henry,
even if I would never come back.
Henry, I appreciate fighting from afar. Send money, lawyers and guns.
Well, I would.
Forget the lawyers.
Anyway, I can. I would.
Just send the money and the guns.
Anything, weapons, guns, soap. Anything.
Thanks, Henry.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate it. By the way, some park police were very interested in what Mr. Paul had to say on the lawn of the Capitol this past Saturday. I watched the news services very intently that evening, read the Washington Post the following morning, not one single word about Mr. Paul. And one of the park police, a younger guy, said, I asked for this duty today because I wanted to hear what Mr. Paul had to say. And he shook everybody's hand there and he said, look, he said, I'm with you guys. I talked to a lot of people up there, a lot of the speakers. I will not name names, but some high-powered people. And they're saying if everything else fails, we just might have to have our second American Revolution because we're not giving this country up, not to thieves, not to anybody. So that's coming out of Washington, D.C., folks. Alex.
Well, those guys on Wall Street better learn how to shoot because they're going to have to.
Well, no, I think they'll be the shooties, not the shooters. Alex in D.C. Hello, Alex.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well. I was going to talk some technicals, but I do like to talk of your Second American Revolution. I'm with you on that.
By the way, you live in D.C. Did you come down for the Ron Paul thing?
I did, and I saw you at the rally, and it's too bad you didn't get more of a chance to speak, but they had that real fiery guy right before Ron Paul. He did a pretty good job.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we were supposed to be all limited to 10 minutes. A few people went rather long, like 20, 25 minutes, and they had everybody scheduled out. I was just happy to get up there for a few minutes, and I even got to introduce the bands.
Yes, they were good bands, actually.
Yeah, why didn't you come by? I had spoken to you on this program before. Why didn't you come by?
Oh, I was down there with my little brothers, and, you know, they had to go back home and stuff, so
okay.
Couldn't really hang out afterwards.
All right.
But anyway, so I want to talk about FDIC, and I'm looking here at the, Indy Mac balance sheet, and it says $32 billion in assets, $31 billion in liabilities, and somehow this produced FDIC having to use $8 billion of their bullets on Indy Mac. So that means that FDIC only has around $44 billion remaining, if I think that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at this rate, I could see the FDIC running out of money within a few weeks because some of these other banks that are undercapitalized, like Washington Mutual, Wachovia, SunTrust, Zions, PNC, Huntington, they're a lot bigger than, some of them are a lot bigger than IndyMac. So I'm wondering what you guys think about that, whether the FDIC could literally just run out of money and then they won't be able to pay any of these deposits anymore.
Well, we talked about that earlier, and the answer is yes.
I think the banks will come up with more money
than the government has to delay it on, and that's going to be even more highly inflationary. The idea, people, is to get your money out of the banks. Put it into gold and silver-related assets.
And I don't think we don't speak to everybody that's got a radio in this country, unfortunately. I wish they could hear this program. But this is not going to cause a run on the banks. For people to quietly take their money out of the bank, don't cause a big panic. I don't want to see a crash overnight, although who knows what's going to trigger this thing. We haven't had a run on a bank except for Indy Mac. We saw it happen with BlackRock in England. But we've not had a real run on a bank here in a long, long time. I don't want to see this thing collapse because everybody is taking their money. By the way, Bob, what was that withdrawal? Was that how many billions out of Indy Mac did people take?
Oh, I don't know what they took out, and it has not been announced, and I don't think it will be announced.
Well, and I don't want to see the banks collapse because everybody loses their faith in the good credit of our banks.
No, just the people who listen to these programs.
That's right. And we'll
the
slip
rest
away
of them,
quietly.
They're too dumb to listen. They don't want to be bothered. It's trying their minds somehow. We'll let them lose all their money.
Bernanke today said when he was asked how many banks are on the Federal Reserve's watch list, he said 19. And then he was asked, was Indy Mac on the list? And he said, no.
Well, you know, you're going to be dumber than dumb not to have them on the list.
Well, no, that just crossed one off because it already failed last Friday. Why should we watch it? It's already gone over my side. By the way, this is what our friend Mr. Bernanke, and you were on this one. Thanks for your call, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. In mid-March, a major investment bank, the Bear Stearns Companies, now this is Bernanke speaking, was pushed to the brink of failure after suddenly losing access to short-term financing markets. The Fed Reserve judged that a disorderly failure of Bear Stearns would pose a serious threat to overall financial stability and would most likely have significant adverse implications on the U.S. economy. Yeah, like Freddie and Fannie doesn't. After discussions with the Securities and Exchange Commission and in consultation with the Treasury, we invoked emergency authorities to provide special financing to facilitate the acquisition of Bear Stearns by J.P. Morgan. In addition, the Federal Reserve used emergency authorities to establish two new facilities to provide backstop liquidity to primary dealers with the goals of stabilizing financial conditions and increasing the availability of credit to the broader economy. What do you think of that statement, Bob?
I think it's just pure garbage. Just as simple as that.
because they weren't one of the insiders. They weren't one of the ring knockers. And all of a sudden, when things weren't that bad, well, things were getting bad in this country, all of a sudden, the overall financial stability, because they lost access to short-term financing markets, sounds kind of suspicious.
You're talking about Bear Stearns?
Yes.
No, they didn't, you know, what Bear Stearns
this,
was
this is Bernanke. This is Bernanke's testimony in front of the Senate today.
I know, and what they did was they handed the company to Morgan, which will split up, sell it off in pieces, and keep what they want. And the reason they lost the $22 billion in lines of credit, which they had one day and 3 days later they didn't, is because the lines of credit were from other entities which are in within the Illumina structure, such as Goldman Sachs.
So they basically
Morgan,
cut them off.
And they just cut them off. It was coordinated. It was planned. They wiped them out in 3 days and said, now what are you going to do? And, of course, without, you know, those lines of credit, they were out of business.
David in New Mexico. Hello, David.
Hello, Mr. Stadtmiller. How are you today?
I'm well, sir.
I have a question for any one of you gentlemen. I think any one of you could probably answer this. But as far as getting your money out of the banks, I agree with that totally. Now, when it comes to taking it out of the 401Ks, I read Mogambo Guru's article yesterday, and I'm in total agreement with that. How would I be able to do that without quitting?
Well, with the IRAs, you don't have to quit. And, and the Roths, it's just the 401Ks that are run by your employer.
So I can get out of that without having to...
Well, you've got to ask them, because not all 401K plans are the same.
I'm with Fidelity, Robbie.
Yeah, some of them will allow you to roll it over into an IRA.
And I've actually kept mine through, I got the Gamco Gold Fund, so that's what's saved me over the years. So it's kind of like a mixed emotions there, because it's been doing real well. But when it comes to our own personal stock in the fund, that's been, you know, Gamco's really held up their end of the bargain and then some.
But how much longer can they hold out is the question, and when do you cash in is the real trick of it.
Yes. Now, in the article, he states that we should have done this at the start of the year. Is there some period of time where you could do this during the year, like, you know, the first 30 days of the year?
I don't have an answer for that.
Robbie?
Yeah, I would just imagine, well, I can't imagine why he would say that. Outside of, obviously, the tax ramifications.
I'm okay with the tax ramifications, Robbie. I'm fine with it. I've been actually thinking about doing that, but, you know, I got quite a ways to go before I retire if that actually happens anymore, I guess. But
well, and Robbie, let me ask this question on behalf of the caller here. Could he roll that over into some gold in an IRA?
Some, as I said, not all 401Ks are the same. And I don't know whether if you work for a bigger company, it's tougher to do than a smaller company. But obviously, you got to get with the administrator of the 401K plan and ask if you can roll it over into a self-directed IRA.
Ask permission if you can take your money and put it someplace safer. All right.
Well, on that note, John, I wrote them for years and years and years to get a gold fund in there, you know, back in the late 90s, you know, when things really started looking bad. And lo and behold, like 3 years later, there it was, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that they had done that. They didn't do it on my behalf, I'm sure. But you know.
I'm sure that they didn't. Well, David, and again, you know, how hot do you feel here? Do you feel like rolling the dice, or is it time to take your winnings and go home?
I think it's time to take the winnings and go home.
Well,
really
you're talking to a guy here that can roll that over for you. So when you find out, you talk to your fund manager, your 401 manager, find out and give Robbie a call at 800-691-7898.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Let's take Mark here in Texas. Claims that there's something important. Go ahead, Mark.
My favorite Three Musketeers.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Got a question for you guys. You know, Ron keeps trying to push the gold standard. And we've watched the Federal Reserve. You know, you have a public, I'm rattling, you got a public-private partnership. The public side has a debt ceiling limit that in order for it to be increased, it has to be voted on by Congress, and they have to push up the debt ceiling. Why can't we go about this through a back door? Let's take the bullets out of the Fed's gun. What we do is we put a limit on how much money can be created so that the latest fiat fad that comes along, whether it's housing, making footballs out of $100 bills in Iraq, whether it's funding DARPA, I don't care. We put a limit on the ceiling of money that can... You don't have to have a constitutional amendment to do it, but for Christ's sake, the Constitution ain't even involved in the fiat money system anyway.
No, it's not.
How would that go? I mean, Ron maybe could introduce that. I watched Barney Frank. I just wanted to slap him. when he said, well, I don't think
well, I think he's
happen.
Been slapped before.
and he loves every minute
but,
of it.
But I don't exactly. think it was on his kisser.
No, but when he was putting down Ron Paul in that condescending, you know, Ron says, well, maybe I need to introduce you on how we could actually...
Well, let's just stand by and see what Mr. Paul says tomorrow in front of the House Banking Committee. We got to run. We'll be right back. 3-minute break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Dave in Texas. Dave, go. Hello, Dave.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
A couple quick points and a question, if I might.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I was going to say, someone talked about the possible second stimulus package earlier. I would oppose it. I consider the previous one not to be a stimulus package, but what I call a cumulative package, because it's cumulative to the debt, but not stimulative to the economy. So I call it a cumulative package, and I think it's socialism. I think it doesn't work. I'm against it. I'm also against the Christopher Dodd's housing bill. I'd prefer that if hopefully the president, that's the only good thing he might do is veto it, and that veto might be sustained if he does, because it's socialism trying to have the government take over control of the housing industry.
That's right.
So I'm against that.
Well, and just take a look at what happened 32-33 when the New York governor, Franklin Delano, really was a card-carrying communist, rolled in. Take a look at the similarities with the government New Deals. And this is the revamped version, only in 2008.
Right. But my question to Bob Chapman is, how come all these big bank bailouts, originally including with the Bear Stearns, weren't voted on by Congress? They're putting all these public funds to back these banks up, but like the Chrysler bailout, which had to be voted on for approval by Congress when it happened back in the Carter administration, how come these things aren't even being voted on by Congress? The Fed is just doing whatever it wants, and no one's even requiring a vote of approval on any of it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what the Federal Reserve did, and the United States government allowed them to do it, including our Congress, was they broke the law. They have no right to do that at all. To commit, you know, through the Treasury, which is guaranteeing, and Bernanke said that at a Senate, Senate conference about 6-8 weeks ago. And so we're on the hook for that, and that has bypassed the Constitution. They do what they want to do. When you have a fascist government, this is what they do.
Yeah, the 16th Amendment bypassed the Constitution since it wasn't ratified, and the Federal Reserve Act bypassed the Constitution since there wasn't a quorum in Congress voting in favor of it.
But if you've noticed what the SEC chairman has been saying, Paulson and Bernanke, is, well, we're going to get Congress to legitimize this, a pass legislation. They're already out there doing it, and they want to rubber stamp it and make it retroactive to supposedly make it legal.
Ex post facto, like the FISA ruling?
Yeah, there you go.
That's unconstitutional, too.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. By the way, that little isle that I was speaking of has the gold standard is actually the island of Guernsey off of the United Kingdom.
Guernsey.
Guernsey.
Famous for their cows.
I thought those were Joysy cows. Dan in Texas.
No, that's the other island.
Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John. Very quickly, Bob. Did I hear you earlier today say something about if we email you, you can provide us with a website where we can check on the solidity of various banks, including our own?
Yes, yes. And my email address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. That's international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
And Dan, quickly, your second part?
Are county employee credit unions on any more solid footing than the banks?
It varies from one to another, and what you have to look for is concentration. And if you have a credit union that's all in one area, regionally or in one industry, you could have a problem if that industry goes south, so to speak. But if the credit union is dispersed among different industries and services and so on, then they have a better chance of survival. And you would have to ask them what they are holding as far as assets, and specifically, do they have any mortgage-backed or asset-backed bonds.
And quickly here, folks, we're running out of time, just a few seconds left. 800-691-7898 to take advantage of the treasury chest, the bunch of silver that we're not making any money on at all, and, of course, the British sovereigns, 1-800-691-7898. Gentlemen, we're out. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Are you hearing?